we'll give this to you in a way that's easier for you to hear. Every relationship is like this. Every fight that every couple has, every discord that anybody has, is because life caused them to want something that somebody else didn't agree with, because they don't have the practice to focus upon what they want and get it. Instead, they're focused upon what the other is doing and using the other's beliefs as their own hindrance, and then they're blaming the other for them not going where they want to go. Every single time that anybody blames anybody for anything, it's because they want something and they're not letting themselves go, and they could let themselves go, but they're not going. They don't understand why they're not going, and they need some scapegoat to explain why they're not going. But it's time for you to give that scapegoat up. It's time for you, because it's never served you. It never will serve you. It's unnecessary. It's ridiculously irrelevant. Really, it is. Really, it is.
It's ridiculous to try and figure out how I could have chosen her.
Well, we can answer that. You chose her because so many people are looking for love in all the wrong places. It's like if there is a human cry, it goes like this. I want you to get me. I want you to understand me. And when you don't, I'll do everything I can. I'll adjust myself in all kinds of contortion ways in order to get you to get me. You did that for so long. You tried to get her to love you. And no matter what you did, her disconnect was so strong that it didn't make any difference.
She loves one person that I know of in this entire world. One.
Well, you don't even know if that's true, and you don't know if
she said so.
Well, she's reliable.
She says so. She boasts it. She might love my dad somewhere down her big toe, she said. But there's one person we all know she loves, and that's it. And it feels good to me that when I go to LeGrand now, I don't have to go
see her.
I can go see him.
Everybody wants love. But when you're looking for love from other people, you're dependent upon something that's really important. They got to be in the receiving mode or they've got no love to give. So if they're not in the receiving mode and you're looking for love from them, you aren't finding it, and it just makes you crazy. But if you're looking for love in the receiving mode and finding it, then you've got love to give. It's not the absence of her love to you that's got you all jacked up. It's your absence of love for her. You would feel no pain whatsoever if every person on the planet hated you. It's your hate of them that hurts you. But it feels justified to hate somebody that you think hates you. But it's not their hate that hurts, it's yours. Because your inner being only loves. And when your inner being is loving and you're not letting yourself go there, then you're separated from who you are and it feels like it's her fault. But it isn't. It's up to you, you see. And so most people are saying, if you'd be more lovable, I'd love you. Because that one's easy to love, and that one's easy to love, and that one's easy to love. And if you'd just be more lovable, then I could love. Because I was born to love. I'm supposed to love. I like to love. When I love, I feel good. I want to love. Damn you. I need you to be more lovable so that I can love. But instead, they become serial killers. They're not standing on their head for you. They didn't come here to teach you how to get your love in all the wrong places. Some of them came to help you figure out how to get your love from the only place that it comes from, your own source, your satisfaction from the only place it comes from. So some of these people that you hate the most are actually doing the most to assist you in claiming your own alignment with who you really are. Because otherwise there's a steady stream of unlovables. You get that one wrestled to the ground and behaving right, and somebody squirts out over there. And then you get that one wrestled to the ground, and somebody squirts out over there. So there's always something that's got you all jacked up, you see. And finally, you just have to say, enough of all of this. I am a lover and I will love. I am a lover and I will love. And I might not love you because you're real hard. And I haven't loved you in a while, and I've practiced things that are not so lovable about you. So you might be the last damn one I love on this planet. But I'll find some things to focus toward, because love is my true nature. Love is who I am. Love is all that I am. And that's why you chose her.
I feel like the most thing I'm
That's about. Why that was such a good choice.
Yeah.
That was such a good choice. It's easy to love the lovable ones, and then you never find your inner being. But when you find your inner being, now you're free. Now the whole world can behave in whatever crazy way it wants to behave, and you're not upside down and all around with all the little weird things the world does. You've learned to live unconditional love.
Yes, and I tried to with her, but I'm telling you the thing.
Well, it'll be easier for you now that you know the whole story.
Yeah.
And for a while, you're going to go back to her. She's not easy to love. We love everyone, and we're thinking this one over.
Oh, boy.
So we get what you're talking about here, but there is a bigger law. You're saying.
I like to say that the thing I'm the most proud of is that I broke that chain of pain from my root family, and I created my own chain of joy with my children. And I am so proud of that I didn't abuse them. So, thank you.
We enjoyed this a lot.
Thank you.
Yeah.